Ernest Raupach, an introduction. Ernest Benjamin Salome Raupach was born on 21st of May 1784 at Straupitz in Silesia, a son of the village pastor. After attending the gymnasium at Liegnitz, he studied theology at the University of Halle. This led to a tutorship in St. Petersburg in 1804 and occasionally some preaching in the German Lutheran Church. He was also hard at work writing his first dramatic tragedies, and in 1817 he gained a professorship in German literature and history. In 1822, after anti-German outbreaks in Russia, he left for Italy and thence to Berlin, where he would remain for the rest of his life. In his career, he wrote some 80 plays and other works which greatly influenced life and culture in the Prussian capital, across tragedies, comedies, and historical dramas. His seminal early prose vampire story, Wake Not the Dead, was originally published in 1823 in Minerva magazine. When translated into English, it was for many decades wrongly attributed to Johann Ludwig Tieck. Ernest Raupach died in Berlin on 18th of March 1852. He was 67.
Wake Not the Dead by Ernest Raupach. Wilt thou forever sleep? Wilt thou never more awake, my beloved, but henceforth repose forever from thy short pilgrimage on earth? Oh, yet once again return, and bring back with thee the vivifying dawn of hope to one whose existence hath, since thy departure, been obscured by the dunnest shades. What? Dumb? Forever dumb? Thy friend lamenteth, and thou heedest him not. He sheds bitter, scalding tears, and thou reposest unregarding his affliction. He is in despair, and thou no longer openest thy arms to him as an asylum from his grief. Say then, doth the paly shroud become thee better than the bridal veil? Is the chamber of the grave a warmer bed than the couch of love? Is the spectre death more welcome to thy arms than thy enamoured consort? Oh, return, my beloved, return once again to this anxious, disconsolate bosom. Such were the lamentations which Walter poured forth for his Brunhilde, the partner of his youthful, passionate love. Thus did he bewail over her grave at the midnight hour, what time the spirit that presides in the troublesome atmosphere sends his legions of monsters through mid-air, so that their shadows, as they flit beneath the moon and across the earth, dart as wild, agitating thoughts that chase each other o'er the sinner's bosom. Thus did he lament, under the tall linden trees by her grave, while his head reclined on the cold stone. Walter was a powerful lord in Burgundy, who, in his earliest youth, had been smitten with the charms of the fair Brunhilde, a beauty far surpassing in loveliness all her rivals. For her tresses, dark as the raven face of night, streaming over her shoulders, set off to the utmost advantage the beaming lustre of her slender form, and the rich dye of a cheek whose tint was deep and brilliant as that of the western heaven. Her eyes did not resemble those burning orbs whose pale glow gems the vault of night, and whose immeasurable distance fills the soul with deep thoughts of eternity, but rather as the sober beams which cheer this nether world, and which, while they enlighten, kindle the suns of earth to joy and love. Brunhilde became the wife of Walter, and both being equally enamoured and devoted, they abandoned themselves to the enjoyment of a passion that rendered them reckless of aught besides, while it lulled them in a fascinating dream. Their sole apprehension was lest aught should awaken them from a delirium which they prayed might continue forever. Yet how vain is the wish that would arrest the decrees of destiny! As well might it seek to divert the circling planets from their eternal course. Short was
Sample complete. Ready to continue?